You may have seen people slumped over on the floor and even passed out in broad daylight. Well, it turns out many will have taken potentially fatal legal highs. Since the new year, hundreds of people have been treated for these drugs in our region. Superintendent Richard Jackson is from Northumbria Police.
People with physical injuries, vomiting, fitting. We had individuals that were standing on bridges wanting to jump. We had 14-year-olds that were collapsed in people's driveways. And it was only a matter of time before we were dealing with a fatality as a result of the legal highs.
But this could be a thing of the past after a new task force was set up to crack down on suppliers. Acting Chief Inspector Nicola Waring told Heart about the success they've had so far.
In January, we had 117 incidents related to legal highs, and that's just in the city centre of Newcastle. And through the work that my team and I have done, we've seen that reduce to 59 incidents in February. And in March so far, I've only had 2 legal high-related incidents in the city centre, and I'm hoping that will continue to decrease.
But it's not just the police who have seen results. The North East Ambulance Service dealt with 263 call-outs in January related to legal highs. Compare that to 97 in February.
My name is Paul Calvert. I'm an operations manager with the North East Ambulance Service. We have had ambulance crews assaulted. Some paramedics have ended up, unfortunately, needing surgical interventions from the injuries they've sustained from the patients. We've seen a decrease in performance, unfortunately, for patients that may have had a stroke or a heart attack. Calls for people taking so-called legal highs has impacted on our performance in being able to respond to other members of the public that are also waiting for an ambulance.
Despite the success of the partnership, the police say there's still work to be done, and they'll continue to target dealers as well as educating people about the dangers of legal highs.